Welcome back to our special edition of Health and Wealth In-Depth Program. We are continuing our conversation with our guest, Nikki Deardorff, the branch manager with RE/MAX Precision, on the process of buying and selling a home. So Nikki, when someone gets a lender, how long should they expect this process of buying a home?
I always tell people it usually takes 30 to 45 days to close on a property once their offer has been accepted. Because once we've made the offer, we've already been pre-approved. We already know what our wants are. We already know what our needs are. And that this property checks off all those boxes. Now we're just going to wait for an inspection to be done. We're going to wait for lending and underwriting to do their process behind the scenes. And that usually takes 30 to 45 days, sometimes a little bit longer.
Awesome. And can you describe what a mortgage is and the different types of mortgages that there are?
Well, I am a real estate agent, and I won't go into too much detail about this, but there are a couple different types of loans that we work with. And Perry is a fantastic area because we are eligible for FHA, USDA, VA, conventional. Whereas when you get into some of those less rural areas, those less rural communities, you're not eligible to purchase with maybe a USDA loan. So that's something to think about when you're purchasing a home. And those restrictions and those rules and regulations that come with purchasing a property with an FHA loan, yes, they're more strict, but they're there to protect the buyer. And it's absolutely doable to purchase a property with one of those, with those requirements.
And then can you talk about how the down payment process works?
That is a fantastic question. Being in real estate, again, I don't 100% deal with the lending side of things. That's more of the lender. But I want buyers out there to know that you do not have to have 20% down to purchase a home. Lenders are out there with programs that offer 0% down, 1% down, 3% down. I mean, there are lenders out there with programs that suit individual needs. And I'm happy to point buyers in the direction of those lenders. I work with many of them who are trustworthy and fantastic. But I think as far as down payment goes, it's just really important for people to understand you don't need 20% down to make a purchase.
And now can you talk about what the difference is between earnest money and then a down payment?
Yes, I get this question often because people come to me and say, I'm putting 3% down on this house. And then I tell them, well, we still need earnest money. So earnest money is good faith money that goes with an offer. If you're purchasing a home and that offer has been accepted, you need to show that the seller that you're a serious buyer. And in our market, $500 is often accepted as earnest money. It's kept in the listing agent's or the listing broker's trust account until closing. And it just acts as good faith money and says, hey, seller, I'm not going to walk away from this transaction for no reason at all. Sure, there are legal reasons and legitimate reasons to back out of a transaction. But once you're locked into that contract, you're not going to continue shopping as a buyer and find house B over here that's better. Because if you do, you're not going to get that earnest money back. So it's a give and a take, right? We want to show our seller that we're serious. And that seller says, okay, I'm trusting you not to back out of this transaction for no reason at all. In larger markets in the Des Moines area, sometimes new construction, you could have $2,000, $3,000, $5,000 down as money. And that is deposited into that trust account within 3 business days of your offer being accepted.
And then are there any terminologies that homeowners should know about that come with buying a home?
This is where representation is so important because there are so many ins and outs of buying and selling property that maybe a citizen, a basic citizen, just does not know about. I know I did not know a lot before getting into real estate. And so when you talk about these inspections and termite inspections and making sure that the abstract is done and that the title search is complete, all of these things are happening. Sometimes maybe the buyer doesn't even know that the real estate agent is doing these things for them. It's a lot less work for the buyer to have to worry about that. They need to worry. We want them to just worry about packing up and getting their moving day set up.
We'll be back with more of our program on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.